Module 9, find your passion, purpose and cause. Finding your purpose. What is your purpose? You need to know it. You need to live it. In each of us there is a king. Speak to him and he will come forth. I'd like you to get into a comfortable position and close your eyes. Now let's start by taking a few deep breaths, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. You just need to breathe in and out. On your next breath, as you breathe in, bring your shoulders up around your ears. Squeeze them tight and hold your breath. Hold it a little tighter. Now exhale and drop your shoulders. That's great. Now let's do that again. As you breathe in, bring your shoulders up and around your ears. Squeeze them tight and hold your breath. Hold it a little tighter. Now exhale and drop your shoulders. One more time. Bring your shoulders up as you inhale through your nose. Hold your breath. Squeeze your shoulders. Hold it a little longer. And now let it go. Now just concentrate on the rise and fall of your stomach and your chest as you continue to breathe in and out in a slow and steady rhythm. Just breathe away. Imagine yourself standing in a very beautiful meadow with green rolling hills all around, and everywhere you look you can see wildflowers with every imaginable colour growing up through the green grass. And there's a sense of peace and beauty everywhere you look. You can see brightly coloured butterflies flying lazily from flower to flower. And you can feel the warm breeze on your skin and the ground on your feet. And you are aware of the feeling of peace and relaxation. You realise there is nothing to do but relax and enjoy the beauty that is all around you. You can hear birds singing their songs back and forth to each other. The sound of the birds is coming from all around, close and far. You can also hear the sound of your feet brushing against the grass and the flowers as you walk slowly across the meadow. In the distance you can see two deer grazing together peacefully and content in the safety that's here. And nearby there's a brook running through the meadow. You can see the sunlight sparkling off the surface of the water as it splashes along over the rocks. And if you listen really closely, you can hear the water as it flows along over the rocks on its effortless journey back to the sea. As you look high up above you, you can see one or two puffy white clouds just floating gently across the blue sky. Now as you drop your gaze from the clouds, you can further ahead of you see a beautiful majestic mountain. And as you continue to look at it, you realize there is a path running through this meadow in the direction of the mountain. And so you decide to follow this path towards it. It feels so good to be walking out in nature, free from any cares, feeling light and free. And after a while you see that indeed this path is leading you right up to the base of the mountain. It's getting closer and closer. You're now standing at the base of the mountain. You look down and you notice what you're standing on. Is it grass, dirt, rocks, moss, maybe pine needles? As you look up again, you see that this path leads right up the side of the mountain, and so you decide to walk this path and to discover what awaits you at the top. And as you walk up, you realize it's an easy path to walk. It's been walked before many times. You feel the exhilaration of getting higher and higher up the mountain. And after you reach halfway up, you decide to stop for a moment and to look back down over the valley from which you have come. And as you do, you realize how much more you can see from this height. You realize that your perspective is indeed much wider. You can see so much more. The view is breathtakingly beautiful, and as you drink it in, you feel once more the urge to continue up the mountain. And so you turn and continue the journey up the side of this mountain. You can feel the air growing a little cooler as you begin to reach the top. And as you get close to the top, you see that there is a very beautiful temple at the summit. It appears to be made of gold, and you can see the light of the sun reflecting off the surface. It's brilliant and beautiful, and you realize that you've never seen such a majestic building before, and you find yourself drawn once more to continue this journey, and you approach this magnificent golden temple. And as you draw closer, you see an entranceway, and as you step onto the first step leading inside, as a sign of respect for the sacredness of this place, you reach down and take off your shoes. And as you enter into the temple, you can feel a peacefulness and silence that is profound. You realize that you've come to a place of great peace and wisdom, and so you take a moment and look around the temple and see what is there. And as you look around, you can see at the far end that there's a skylight, and there's a beam of brilliant sunlight coming down through the skylight into the temple. And you find yourself walking towards this beam of light. And as you approach it, you discover a huge purple pillow with beautiful gold embroidery all over it. And you take a seat on this soft and luxurious pillow. And as you look up into this beam of light, you see an angel of light descending through the light down into the temple, slowly descending until it gently lands right before you. And you see that this angel is holding a beautiful carved chest in her hands. And as you look into the eyes of the angel, you see a depth of compassion and love as you've never seen before. And you realize that this angel of light knows you as you truly are, and loves you so completely and so unconditionally. And you can feel that love reaching out to you and surrounding you, and it's almost overpowering. And as you look into the eyes of the angel, you see a deep wisdom and a quality of joy radiating forth. You can feel your own heart bursting with joy in the presence of this being of light. And after a moment, the angel speaks and tells you it is now time for you to know your life purpose, to understand what it is that you are here in this lifetime to do. The angel tells you that she will only reveal to you that which you are ready to know and understand, and that just as you are evolving, your life's purpose is also evolving, and that you are now ready to know the essence of your life's purpose, and the next step that you can take in the fulfillment of that purpose at this time. And the angel tells you that in the golden chest there is a gift for you that symbolizes your life purpose. And so the angel instructs you to take the chest and open it, and you reach out and receive the chest and place it at your feet. And as you now reach out to open the chest, you see what is contained inside. Notice what the gift is that symbolizes your life's purpose at this time. As you reach into the box and take it out, you notice how it feels, and you look at it from all angles, noting what color it is, and the shape, the weight, and the texture of this gift. And you notice how you feel as you look at it, as you hold it in your hands. And now you become aware of the meaning of this gift, what its message is to you. And now the angel who brought you this gift tells you that she is willing to answer any questions you might have about the meaning of this gift, or about how you might go about your next step in fulfilling your life purpose at this time in your life. So just go ahead now and ask the angel any question that you might have about the meaning of this gift and how to go about taking your next steps in fulfilling your life purpose at this time. And just listen the angel answers. And now that you have a greater clarity about your life purpose and any next steps that you need to take to fulfill this life purpose, you go ahead now and thank the angel for the gift and for the insights. And now the angel reaches out with both her hands and bids you to stand up. And so you get up off the pillow and take your hands and you place them in the hands of the angel. And then the angel draws you close. And in a long and loving embrace, you feel surrounded by love so deep and so complete that you experience being fully accepted and appreciated just for being you. And then the angel gently lets you go, and you realize it's time for her to return back into the light. But first the angel tells you that she's always with you and that all you have to do is close your eyes and return to the temple if you wish to be together again. So knowing that you can always return to be with this angel of light, you now say goodbye. And the angel begins to ascend slowly back up into the beam of light. And as the angel ascends, you remember that she is always indeed with you. And all you have to do to feel her presence and love as well as her wisdom is to close your eyes and return to the temple and ask for her to be there with you. And now you realize it's time for you to leave the temple. And taking your gift with you, you walk slowly back to the entry of the temple. And you reach down, and you put your shoes back on, and you look back one more time with respect at this very sacred place. And then you begin to walk back down the mountain, taking the same path by which you came up. And you can feel the air growing a little warmer as you begin to walk back down the mountain. And as you continue on the path down, you begin to see the valley stretching out below you, growing clearer and clearer in your vision. And pretty soon you're about halfway down again. And you stop to survey the panorama, just like you did on the way up, taking in all that you see. And then you continue once again down the mountain, until you find yourself standing at its foot. And once again you look down to see the surface that you're standing on. Then, still holding your gift, you now begin to walk back across the meadow. You begin to become aware once again of the rise and fall of your stomach and chest, and your attention returns to your breathing, noticing your breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you continue to breathe, you find your awareness slowly coming back to the present and the place you are sitting. Slowly taking all the time that you need, begin to bring your attention fully back to the now by gently opening your eyes. And as you do, you bring back with you a new sense of purpose and understanding of your next step in fulfilling your life purpose. This may not work the first time you try it, nor the second, maybe not the third, but I beseech you to persist and keep doing this exercise. It's, as you undoubtedly will have found, very relaxing, but more importantly, it will show you your true life purpose. So make sure your eyes are now open, your attention is back, and you're ready to get on with life.